There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking Steelers trade deadline day, I got an interesting tweet from somebody who calls themselves Toy Called God.
Oh.
Toy Called God. I think he's in a heavy metal band. Is that the name of his band?
I don't know. I don't know how to decipher that. Band sounds about right.
I think it might be. And he could have been on the show, right? Because we're thinking about, provided we get, I think, written permission from these bands, of having people give us our music because our music is so bad right now. Is that right? So who's to say we wouldn't have called Toy Called God?
Maybe Toy Called God can call us for a song.
Well, the problem is that Toy Called God is unable to interact civilly. Just, you know, it's a disease out there among people. See, he writes, the Seahawks aren't trading their best offensive player when they're only one game back in their division with nine games to go. You freaking clown. Stop trying to brain. You're ill-equipped. Is brain now a verb? I'm trying to brain. Is that something people say nowadays? Am I trying to actively brain right now?
Yeah. Not maybe in a different context and qualification, but if I were you, would you go back to the block party there? I don't know. You love the block party. Why? Here's my thing about people on Twitter and that throw things out at us and the text line and on Twitter. Like, we are all fine having a good civil conversation and a good back and forth.
Right.
But when you throw names out there and you call people morons or idiots or just clowns.
Why so angry?
Come on, people.
It's fun. It's the trade deadline. It's football. We have Jason Lockenfora and a bunch of other people saying they're taking more and more calls about DK Metcalf. So should the Steelers call? What would it take? Am I making a prediction that they're going to get DK Metcalf? No. I don't know that he's their best offensive player. According to Lockenfora, Jackson Smith and Jigba, their leading or their best receiver, their top receiver. Kenneth Walker's a pretty good player too, last I checked. Is he still their best offensive player? Maybe. We could have a civil conversation about that too. But that seems impossible. So I write back to him, yet another person unable to interact civilly, instead speaks insultingly and angrily on what should be a fun topic. Also could argue that Metcalf's their third best offensive player, and he's going into the last year of his contract. Anyway, goodbye. In honor of the late Dikembe Mutombo, a little finger wag. Goodbye, Toy Called God. Bye. You could have been on the show. Instead, you're gone forever.
Call him blocked, apparently.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone forever. It's very sad, as a matter of fact. Let's go back to the lines because, you know, at the risk of insulting somebody or invoking anger, the Steelers do need a receiver, and there are people out there who are available. We think they're available. People calling about DK Metcalf. I mean, the other part of the Seahawks thing is that do we really take them seriously as a contender? and Metcalf going into the final year of his deal? Do we really not think the Niners are going to bounce back in that division? I kind of think they are. Are we discounting the fact that the Seahawks, I mean, I hate to insult Toy Called God, but they have lost five of their last six games, Toy Called God. Five of their last six, they appear to be imploding to me. So, you know, call me crazy, but I think it's possible to get DK Metcalf from them. Then there's Mike Williams, there's Tyler Boyd, there's Adam Thielen, there's Darius Slayton, there's defensive linemen. Some people out there may prefer a defensive lineman, especially when you see a name like Chase Young. The numbers really aren't there. I haven't broken down the film. I'm sure Toy Called God has. Maybe he could tell you, since I blocked him, about Chase Young's individual snaps this year. Or Calais Campbell, who I have seen a little bit of, and he's just Calais Campbell every single year, right? Just a destructive guy out there. Wouldn't that be interesting? Especially if you're of the opinion, like many, that Ogunjobi's not having a great year, Benton's up and down, and there's no depth whatsoever, and they're getting run on by people you've never heard of, by teams that can't run on anybody else, like the Giants and the Cowboys. I would consider that a major concern going into the second half of the season. Maybe Toy Called God wouldn't. Let's go to the lines.
Let's go to our buddy Seth in Long Island.
What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, gents. Hope it goes well. Couple things. I agree 100% with DK Metcalf. If we could get him second, third, definitely with the familiarity with Russell, that would be a fantastic get. The defensive line, yes, you think Chase Young would be a great acquisition for them. And the only other point or question I have for you guys is, since you're closer to the situation than I am in Pittsburgh, why didn't the Steelers have a reunion with Juju Smith-Schuster? I always wonder that when he was out there. So thanks again, man.
Well, to me, it's clear they think that he's not the guy he was, and I tend to agree with that. I think that Juju, for his age, is just a guy who, because of the way he played, which is to be respected, is like 8 years older in NFL years than he really is. And then when you actually look at the season he's having, everybody talks about the game against New Orleans when he had eight or seven catches for 130 yards. Do you want to hear his other games this year? 0 for 0, 0 for 0, 0 for 0, 0 for 0, and 2 for 17 yards. So let's not get too crazy here on Juju, if you don't mind limits.
Yeah, I was not a somebody that really wanted Juju to come back. It was not the biggest proponent of the offense in Kansas City. And again, there's a reason why New England got rid of him. He can have moments in Kansas City, sure, but he's not a consistent wide receiver anymore.
No, we've had people certainly on the station advocating for him, but the last time he was any good was 2 years ago in Kansas City's offense. In Kansas City's offense. Last year, he was just awful. 11 games, 29 catches for a 9-yard average. At some point in his career, Juju became late-stage Hines Ward. I mean, those numbers are for average per catch, and I'm not sure it's entirely his fault. Like in 2020 here, he was actually good. He had 97 catches, but for only 831 yards. That's 8.6 yards a catch. Do you know how bad that is? That's literally late stage Hines Ward. That's nothing. And then last year he was at 9 yards a catch. Let me go back and look just to prove that. I mean, if you're down under 9 yards a catch, you're not just a possession receiver. You're like, I don't know what the word is. I can't think of a word.
Could I throw out a rumor from our friend Pony that he tweeted out?
Of course you can. Yes.
Pony from a couple hours ago tweeted, rumor, the Steelers will call the Steelers one more time today about DK Metcalf.
Steelers will call the Seahawks, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Steelers will call the Seahawks about Metcalf with a possible package being a 2025 second-round pick and a 2026 fourth-round pick.
Yeah, I'd do it in a second. Hines Ward in his last season here, and you remember that, and I'm the biggest Hines Ward fan maybe that there's ever been. He could barely walk, and he averaged 8.3 yards per catch. They had to give him a little pitch behind the line of scrimmage to technically give him his 1,000th catch. Juju is right around there these days at like 8.6.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, let's not get too crazy about that. What did you just say? Oh, the package for Metcalf, a second.
Yes. A fourth and 26.
In a second. I mean, again, the big complication here would be paying him into the future if you also have to pay Pickens.
Because you're talking about two receivers at 25 plus.
Yeah. I mean, it's not unprecedented. Like, people pay receivers.
No, Philadelphia. I mean,
Philadelphia is one, Miami's another.
Yeah, but I mean, look at Miami right now, and I know their quarterback's banged up.
Well, their quarterback's banged up. So is everybody else.
Why is Jalen Waddle not on the market?
I don't know that the reason that Miami is where they are is because they're paying two receivers. Jalen Waddle? I don't know. Would Miami want to trade one of their receivers at the last minute?
They did just pay Waddle, which is probably why they would have no consideration as to moving him, but I mean, you have to consider, if you're Miami, how long is Tua, like, honestly, realistically, going to be in the NFL? Like, that has to be a significant concern for Miami. Because one more concussion, and I know Tua has been very bullish about coming back, not wearing a guardian cap, and being healthy and playing football as long as possible, but that's a significant concern.
They're a dangerous team with Tua.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Unless they play somewhere cold in January.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of teams probably lose in Kansas City in January. Miami's a dangerous team, but so are a lot of teams with their starting quarterback, and everything changes when that guy's out. And he's out more than most, unfortunately. They're paying Tyreek Hill 30 and Jalen Waddle 28.25. So might one of them just pop up today? Would that be worth a call? Just a little call.
And Waddle hasn't had a great year, but albeit because they've had no quarterback throwing him the ball.
And that's just a question. Would it be worth a call? So I don't want people like Toy Called God to get offended by that and become very angry and start playing heavy metal in his garage. I don't want that to happen.
He's looking for a toy for the Steelers wide receiver room.
He could have been on the show. Maybe he still can be. Toy Called God, if you want to reach out to Limits, and if you have a song for the show, we'll certainly entertain it, won't we, Limits?
Yes, maybe Toy Called God can tweet at me.
Yes, maybe he could ask politely or interact civilly. That would be a big step in Toy Called God's life. Let's get back to the phones, please. Go ahead.
All right, we have Paul in Pittsburgh who wants to talk about Adam Thielen.
What's up, Paul?
How you guys doing today? I want to talk about Adam Thielen. He's a guy that's played with Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs. He's a red zone killer. Has seasons 9, 10, and 14 touchdowns. You know, the Steelers have had the red zone issues this year. I think you sign him, you know, if you have to re-sign him, you sign him cheap because he wants to win. And then when he gets off his contract, these young guys we have to sign, like, you know, Joey Porter, some of these offensive linemen, and potentially Nausea, you know, you still have the cap room to do so.
I'm with you, Paul, from Pittsburgh, and I have a treat for you. Are you still there?
I am.
We're going to play for you. We've played this a couple times. Patrick Peterson. Last I checked, he was a pretty good football player. He was given a choice by Pony of a couple different receivers. I don't know exactly which ones Pony included.
I was listening to that as well.
Oh, you've already heard this.
I'm a big listener. I have.
We appreciate that.
I just don't think DK gives you anything different than George Pickens gives you. He's an over-the-top guy. You know, he doesn't really – he does go over the middle, but what does –
Well, wait a second here. Wait a second, Paul from Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I'm the biggest Adam Thielen fan there is, but if you're giving me a choice of Adam Thielen or DK Metcalf, I'm taking Metcalf every day of the week. You're taking Thielen over him?
I'm saying we need a guy that's going to be a red zone threat, you know, that can run this dirty slant. You know, if you've seen Russell Wilson when he played with Doug Baldwin, you know,
have you seen Russell Wilson when he played with DK Metcalf and he was catching double digit touchdowns? I hear you.
What do you get out of it?
Touchdowns.
What does Pickens and DK give you? Say the season. Thielen has a season of 14 touchdowns.
I like Thielen. Now
he's
that was I know that was 6 years ago. Yeah, but he did catch 100 balls. Don't get me wrong. Like Thielen tops my list of most realistic targets here. But DK Metcalf changes the conversation for me. That's all.
What's up with Najee after this year? Or, you know, you sign him. You know, you got to sign him if he's running the way he is. You know what I mean? You got to sign a quarterback.
Well,
you know, the last thing you want to do is get DK and then have money issues when these guys like Zach Frazier.
No, the money would be a real issue to sign two receivers. I'll grant you that for sure.
And then Thielen's off the books if you sign him. And I just think he gives you a red zone threat that we haven't had and needed. You know, think of the Jets game and some others, you know, Atlanta, you know, games where Boswell's, you know, practically won us those games.
Yeah, so, but you also had a different quarterback in those games who wasn't throwing for touchdowns.
I just think he's so much like Doug Baldwin, and I think it's a better option for Russell than, you know, DK. Just I know they played together, but, you know, Pickens and DK to me are very similar. You know, their route trees are similar and things like that. So I just don't see it benefiting us as much as someone like Thielen. Plus, you know, the Carolina Panthers are selling.
Yeah. Well, then the question becomes health. Thank you, Paul from Pittsburgh. We're on the same page as both liking Thielen, believe me. But there's a question of health. There's the hamstring injury involved here, and the dude hasn't played in like 6 weeks. But having said that, he's back at practice. If I was assured that this guy's going to be healthy, I like him a lot. It's just limits. I mean, DK Metcalf becomes available. That's a game changer.
Well, yeah, he moves the needle more than anybody that's even out there. I mean, if there was a percentage chance, though, you'd ask me, how likely do you think it is that DK Metcalf gets moved today? 10, 15%? I mean, it's less than a quarter. Adam Thielen, I think there's a 75, 80% chance gets moved today, unless people have problems with the health.
Here's what Adam Schefter said 2 days ago. The Steelers were in the process of trying to get a deal done for Christian Kirk before he got hurt. So he may have been headed to Pittsburgh before he broke his collarbone. They've been making calls, checking on any and all available wide receivers before Tuesday's 4 p.m. deadline, including Mike Williams and Adam Thielen. The Steelers will continue pushing in an attempt to improve by the deadline, but they are far from the only team looking to better themselves for the second half of the year. And then he goes into all kinds of people. And again, Look at what's become of DeAndre Hopkins in the Chiefs' offense, catching a couple of touchdowns. I mean, they've improved. The Ravens, Schefter says, are looking to add more players by Tuesday's deadline. Get in the game here. That's what I would do. Let's go. They brought in Deontay Johnson. He didn't do much the other day, but he's going to catch balls for them, don't you think?
Well, yeah, he's going to become not a focal point in that offense, but probably somebody who on third down makes a couple big catches. I'm sure against the Steelers he'll make a couple.
Hopefully he'll run one backwards. Can you imagine if Deontay took like a wide receiver screen at the Steelers 20 and ran 80 yards the other way for a safety?
He did what Jalen Waddle did in that reverse against Buffalo, right? And he ran backwards for like 24 yards.
What Jim Marshall did all those years ago.
Yeah, pretty bad. He's what? Deontay, probably their fourth best option behind Zay Flowers, Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, and then Johnson, likely?
Yeah. Andrews is a little bit down, but yeah. I mean, he adds a weapon. He's good. Deontay Johnson's a good football player.
But that's the point. Like, their weapons are significantly better than what the Steelers have weapon-wise on offense. And why you have to add somebody else. And it's just really an embarrassment of riches for Baltimore. I know their wide receiver room isn't that good, But when you look at running back, tight end, and number one wide receiver, they're up there with just about as good as anyone.
Yeah, their offense is ridiculous right now. Now, the Steelers' offense has taken a dramatic turn for the better. So I'm with you. Augment it and then see where we go here. And by the way, the second half of the schedule is better teams all the way around. But I'm not sure it's significantly better defenses. Like some of the Ravens' defense has not been impressive. Neither has the Bengals. And that's four of your games. I think it's the offenses that the Steelers are facing. It's going to be a dramatic upgrade from what they've seen so far. So then the question becomes, do you add a defender of some sort? And I think that's a very intriguing question.
Depth-wise, yeah. I think you have to.
Something up front, something in the back end in your secondary.
But I think you probably add somebody up front first because you're getting Cam Sutton back. It's basically like a trade acquisition.
That's true. And it's a wonderful point by you. And let's hope Cam Sutton, you know, settles back in. A lot has happened with that guy since he left Pittsburgh. So is he just going to settle right back in and be a good player again? That's the hope.
And you're going to get Corey Trice back off IR.
Yeah. And Beanie has taken a large step forward. Beanie might have the biggest play of the whole year. 412-928-9370. I was asked in my mailbag today, incidentally.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.